Kal Kadosh, Shavua Tov. We're just going to continue with the halachot of Selichot. What happens when there's a chatan or a baalei brit? Do we skip out the tachanunim or not in the Selichot? So it's brought down in some of the achronim. Piskei Teshuva brings down a machloket, Tziv Katan Daled. So the Yishei Yisrael also. However, I'll just bring you down where exactly, why would you say it or why wouldn't you say it? So why wouldn't you say it? Well, it's very simple. Just like when there's a chatan or there's a baalei brit, there's a for a person of brit milah, whether it's the sandak or the mohel or avia ben, you don't say tachanonim. Why? Because it's all a part of the simcha. So too, you wouldn't say the selichot. However, though, Rav Paniri here in Bet Chatanim brings down the name of Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. He says that you would say the Seder Selichot, including the Vidui, and even a bigger Chidush. Even the Chatan himself is permitted to confess, is permitted to do the Vidui, even though he wouldn't do Nefilat Apayim. And the reason why, as he says, you cannot compare to the Dinim of Tefillah, because there the Yikar is the Tefillah. And therefore, since the Chatan himself is patur from Vidui, because of the Simcha, so the entire Kahal go after him. However, though, when we're saying Selichot, that the entire Ikar, the purpose of the Selichot is to awaken our hearts to do Teshuvah, and Vidui, the confession, is the Ikar of the Teshuvah, as the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph Ilchot Teshuvah, that according to the Rambam, the Teshuvah is only the medium to the ends, that when you do Teshuvah, you must confess. But the confession is one of the main aspects of the teshuvah, as if to say. So therefore, the kahal do not go after the chatan. In opposite, he himself, the chatan himself, is allowed to do the vidui. And everyone would do netfilat apayim. So he says, afterwards he brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halichot Shlomo, that they shouldn't do tachanonim. However, the Shu'ut Shevet Alvi says that for sure they should do tachanonim, because that's part of the selichot, the mekubal, and we would never take it off. So you see, there's a very big machloket. What happens if there's a chatan? Would you say tachanonim or not? Another machloket which is brought down is, the Ramah says that an avel, a person in mourning, the 7 days of mourning, is brought down in the Mishnah Brura. He says, is prohibited to go out of his house to listen to the selichot, except for on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where they do a lot of Selichot, then he's allowed to. That's what's brought down in the Ramah. The Moel Lechol Chai, which is Rav Chaim Falache, also paskin the same thing. He shouldn't go out of his house. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, he's allowed to. So, a person is an Avelut, he shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be going out. He should stay in his house. However, though, the Chazon Ovadiah was posek, that if the Avel cannot get a minyan in his house, he's allowed to go to the Beit HaKnesset to hear Selichot and to say the Vayavors, because you need 10 people to say them. And he could even say the Kaddish at the end of the Selichot as usual. And if he has a minyan in his house, they say the Selichot, but they don't do the Vidui. Just like in the house of mourning, that there's no Vidui. The Kaf HaChaim actually says, also the same concept, he says, if the mourner's praying at home, so then no. But he says, if anyway the mourners are going to the Shachrit, whether it is for the Kriyat HaTorah or whether it is that they can't get a minyan, so the fact that they're already going anyway to the Beit HaKnesset, so now they're allowed to go early in order to go to the Selichot. So you do have here again, the Ramah says that you shouldn't, just like with the Rav Chaim Falache. However, though, Rav Vadia Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim say that if anyway the mourner is going to the Beit HaKnesset, so then there's no problem whatsoever of him going early. He'll be part of the Selichot. Again, for the personal, his personal thing, he might not do the vidui, as we mentioned before. However, according to some, he would, because again, maybe he would go after the tzibur, that he would do the vidui. However, though, again, he's able to come to selichot, according to these opinions, if anyway he's coming to the Beit HaKnesset, and there's no problem.